The U.S. today released a list of Chinese goods on which it will place 25% tariffs. Shortly afterward, China announced reciprocal tariffs on U.S. goods, including Alaska seafood. Garrett Everidge is an economist with the McDowell Group. He specializes in the seafood industry.
Our initial review of this indicates that really all salmon species, pollock, groundfish, herring, really across the board for Alaska seafood products, in addition to lobster and other products produced throughout the U.S. It looks like the announcement indicates that the tariff would be 25% on product, including Alaska seafood products.
Both U.S. and Chinese tariffs will reportedly take effect on July 6th. Everidge says it's too early to know what this will mean for the seafood market.
There's a whole other side of this with diplomacy and strategy on the side of China and the U.S. that we're not really aware of. But in the event that this actually occurs, it will certainly be a challenge to the industry, and it'll impact processors, communities, fishermen, just because a 25% tariff means an increase in cost.
One thing is clear, however, China plays a major role in Alaska's seafood industry, so the tariffs would affect a significant portion of the market.
So in 2017, Alaska exported about 1.1 million metric tons of seafood to countries around the globe, and of this total, China accounted for a little bit less than half of that.
Everidge called these new tariffs large. They would be added to already existing tariffs on Alaska seafood entering China that vary from 5 to 15% depending on species.